You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
We are now in the sixth week of the 40 days, which is the Holy Week, and our meditations will center on Jesus Christ, the righteous servant of God, his Father, who offered his life for the sins of the world. Today we start by reading from the prophet Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 9 to 10. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Here Zechariah speaks about the coming king and his deliverance to the nations, a lowly king who comes into Jerusalem. This passage clearly prophesies the triumphal entry of Jesus, the King of Glory, when he presented himself as the Messiah to Jerusalem and the people of Israel. Jesus went to Jerusalem knowing fully well what awaited him: betrayal, rejection, and crucifixion. Mounting himself on a donkey or a colt was a sign of peace. Jesus enters Jerusalem in meekness and humility, as the Messianic King who offers victory and peace to his people. That victory and peace would be secured in the cross and resurrection, which would soon take place at the time of the Passover. My dear friends, Jesus Christ came to bring us the kingdom of God. He is the King of whose dominion is from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. He is the true King who offers peace, joy, and everlasting life for those who accept his kingship. Does the King of Glory then find a welcome entry in our home and hearts? Do we actively anticipate and rejoice in his coming again? Do our lives reflect the praises of his glory? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, may you be the King and ruler of our hearts, minds, lives, and home. May our lives ever reflect your meekness and humility, so that you may be honored as the King of Glory. May we be filled with grace and expectant faith as we await your return. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.